If you can't afford Dr. Scholl's inserts, remember, a slightly overcooked waffle can be trimmed to fit just fine. They're very comfortable. I'm wearing a size 10 buttermilk right now.
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Happy 4th of July. Welcome. What do I normally say? Oh, yeah. Mud puppies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. And those of you enjoying the 4th of July here in America. That's right, I said America. That's how real Americans say it, isn't it? America. At least in the South, don't they get a couple of shots in them? We're celebrating the birth of America.
Gravel. It's gravel in their mouth.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Gravel in the mouth. Well, it's the 4th of July here in Denver, and we're not allowed to do four works. Four works on the 4th, fireworks on the 4th, because of all the big fires that are going on here in Colorado. So I guess apparently everybody thought it would be in really bad taste if we did fireworks. Which it would be, that there's houses burning and we're down here, woo, light another one. So,
yeah.
No fireworks, just 4th of July celebration. And Miss Thang and I are going to try to do a little bit of a fake luau.
Woo, I got my grass skirt.
You do?
Yeah.
Did you get your coconut bra?
No, we don't talk like that.
Yes, we do. We just don't talk like it on here. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Let's talk about
you. I have a good girl image to uphold.
Not really. Not since I've been doing this.
That's
all right,
true.
Let's talk about your coconut bra. What kind of coconuts did you get?
Hot pink.
Hot pink coconuts.
Oh, yeah.
And do those come out of gay coconut trees? I've never seen it.
I'm thinking so, yeah.
I'm wondering so.
Probably from, what is that, San Francisco?
Do they have?
Aren't there a lot of homosexuals in that area?
I believe there might be. There's that could be the hive.
The hive. That's where I got. Yep.
Is that what it
I
is?
Ordered it from. Yep.
All right.
SanFrancisco.com.
Okay. Just wondering. Wow.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Pooh Bear is up on the table playing with every wire on the table.
It's annoying the heck out of him.
Is it?
It looks like
Every once in a while, because you get distracted by...
And the vein in his head starts throbbing, and I'm like, don't kill my cat! That's it.
All right, enough about the cat. Now, what are you saying about Allie or something?
Yeah, I went shopping for our luau,
uh-huh.
And I was behind an SUV, and they had one of those big advertisement stickers on the back of their SUV that said AllieIsWired.com.
Uh-huh.
So, do we know anything about... I've heard of Allie is Wired.
AllieIsWired.com is one of those celebrity gossip sites.
Yeah,
much like our friend Spicy Pants.
Yes, which we love her. But
yeah.
Is it based here?
I don't know.
It was so strange. I'm like, take.
Well, let's look and find out, because I can't imagine somebody just driving around with a...
AllieIsWired.com. Yeah.
Because it's not a bad site.
I'm looking at it right now.
I don't think it's as good as...
Spicy Pants.
Yeah.
Celebrity Smack.
Celebrity Smack. Yeah.
Blog. Hold on. I have it as a favorite.
Yeah. Look it up. These are our ones that we look at a lot for celebrity gossip. It kind of keeps you up in the news and that they blog. And it's much better than Perez Hilton's, I think, because it's not like... Perez Hilton's now has turned into, this is what our publicists want us to say.
Right.
That's what I feel. Now these other bloggers are just like, have you heard? I found this out. A friend of mine told me.
So, celebritysmackblog.com.
Okay.
That's our friend Spicy Pants' blog. And it's very informative and very good. I go there for a lot of entertainment stuff.
Yeah. No. But was there something on Allie's Wired that you were like, oh, I really like this?
I haven't looked at it in a while. I used to check it out, but it kind of dropped off my radar for a while until I saw the advertisement on an SUV.
So it actually worked.
It
that
did.
Advertisement on the back of an SUV worked.
It did.
Well, let's do a little celebrity gossip while I've got you here, and you brought it up. Now, you know, we've all been talking about the Katie Holmes,
Tom Cruise
divorce and what's going on.
That's so
Katie
weird.
Holmes now says that, and you're going to hate this now, Tom Cruise nixed the plans for Dawson's Creek reunion.
What?
Yeah.
Why? Now he's out of the picture. Let's go, James Vanderbeek.
That's what I cattails on the microphone. Wait, here we go. Cattails walking on the computer. Now, cattail down. Thanks, Pooh Bear.
Cattail down. Wow. Cattail down.
Wow. All right. Anyway, Katie Holmes wanted to do a Dawson's Creek reunion, and the problem, according to Us Weekly, Tom Cruise said no. Could this change now that Katie Holmes has filed for divorce from Cruise? A source told the magazine that Holmes wanted to reunite with her former co-star, James Vanderbeek.
Who wouldn't?
To have fun and reconnect with her fans. But Cruise vetoed the plan and urged Holmes to leave the past in the past.
And you know, since she filed for divorce, she dumped her publicist that Tom hooked her up with.
Right.
And has rehired a PR firm. So maybe they will be all about it. That's really, do you see any avenue that could help her not fade off into the oblivion?
No, not really at all. Because James Vanderbeek told Kelly Ripa on the show, the morning show that she does, mm-hmm. he was out promoting the Bee in Apartment 2023.
We love that. 43.
23.
Oh.
The Bee in Apartment 23.
It's on hiatus right now, so yeah. I forgot, but love that show.
He told her that there weren't any concrete, this is a quote, wasn't any concrete plans for a Dawson's Creek reunion. So, but everybody would want that. I know you would.
Oh my gosh. I loved that show. They really, yeah.
Oh, well, let's see. There's a little bit more here. Meanwhile, Michelle Williams, you know who did the Marilyn Monroe movie? Oh, it was so good. She played Jen on the series.
Right.
Has gone on record as saying she would happily participate in a reunion.
And that she's like the biggest
star now.
So. Whatever happened to Pacey? Is he still alive?
Who's that?
The guy that played Pacey. I don't even know his real name. I think his last name is Jackson. Maybe Joshua Jackson.
Oh, that is it. Joshua Jackson. He's been on a TV show on Fox. Isn't he part of that?
I'm not wild.
Fringe. I think the show Fringe.
Oh, okay.
So they've all sort of been working, except for Katie. She's just been working the Tom Cruise angle.
Yeah, the Surrey Mama angle.
So if that happens, that could be big news for the
Oh, Beak, you know we're gonna go. We're gonna watch it.
The Beak fans.
The Beak fans. The Creek fans. The Creek and the Beak fans.
Creek and the Beaks.
All right.
So what show is? Are you looking? Are you happy about or wish would come back or have you heard about?
That's a lot of pressure. I wish they would do a Friends reunion. I know everybody has said it's not going to happen, but I would really like a Friends reunion.
Where? No, I'm just kind of running. I wasn't like what the hell, a Friends reunion? Nobody watched that. But I was trying to think what everybody's doing.
Well, Jennifer's being fabulous. Courtney has Cougar Town.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't Matt LeBlanc have a show
Matt
again?
Matt LeBlanc has one called Episodes on Showtime. What about
David Schwimmer?
Ross. Schwimmer?
David Schwimmer.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
And Lisa Kudrow, she's been in a lot of things.
So. I guess they all could do it. It would be good for all their careers, sort of. What's the other guy?
But it has to be good. It can't be stupid.
Yeah, it actually has to be a thought-out reunion, what do they catch up thing? Or would you just go, it's 10 years later. Here's what's happening.
Right.
You know, Monica has a baby. That, you know.
Right. Right. That would be fun. But did you ever watch the Saved by the Bell when Zach and Kelly finally got married? No.
No.
You didn't?
No.
See, that was a good reunion because, they're after high school. They did the college show. That kind of fizzled out. And then they had the special where Zach and Kelly actually got married. And that was a great finale, a good closure
for
all of us.
It's all done and over.
Fans.
And now you can watch Zach on Franklin
and
Bash.
And it's not even Zach.
It's not Zach at all.
It's hard to remember that he's Zach.
It was Zach. Sort of was the other night when he got out the guitar and you were like, oh, Zach used to sing on Saved by the Bell.
And that's exactly what I did.
You did, too. You're like, oh, Zach, it's like the old Zach. Except he's not blonde anymore.
I miss the blonde hair.
That surfer blonde 90s.
California. Yeah.
What is up with everybody making fun of the 90s now?
Yeah, they keep referencing the 90s and trying to make it a thing. Like, the 80s were cool because of the fashion. Like,
right.
I love the 80s fashion. And same thing with, 70s, 60s, 50s. But the 90s really, is there anything about the 90s that stands out?
Other than boy bands, not really.
Right.
Bad boy bands and bad white rappers. You know, that's kind of those.
Yeah.
We saw Ted last night. And they kept going, this is how they all sang in the 90s. You know, all vowels. You do vowels. You sing like you're in the 90s. A-E-I-O-Y-O.
What song was he singing? Was that a Hootie song?
Yeah, it was a Hootie and the Blowfish song. Yeah, that was. And that's then last funny. Night we were watching Big Bang Theory, and they did a whole thing about 90s callback with the same jokes almost.
Yeah. So it's like, stop. There's nothing to reference in the 90s outside of...
bad rappers, bad clothes, and
Friends and Seinfeld.
Yeah, that was pretty much like 90s, the wasted years. Right. If they ever did like the Wonder Years, remember they had the 70s, the Wonder Years. They could do the 90s, the wasted years.
There you go.
What'd you do in the 90s? I don't really remember. I listened to Bev and DuVoe.
Who?
Bev and DuVoe. Tone.
Okay.
Tony, whatever that was. I didn't listen to those.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know any of these bands, any of the boy bands?
I listened to 90s country.
You didn't listen to the boy bands at all in the 90s?
At the end, but that was like 99, 2000s when like NSYNC and them came out.
Like Backstreet Boys and
that was like
98 Degrees. Oh, okay.
Into 2000, because that was, when I did start derailing from the country flavor.
Because you derailed.
I did. I wanted to be Britney Spears until she went crazy. And now I don't.
I'm
promise.
I'm trying really hard not to laugh right now. I wanted to be Britney Spears.
You can ask anyone that knew me. It was pathetic.
You really did want to be Britney Spears?
It was bad. But then she went crazy and I backed off. I'm like, no.
Thank God you backed off at that period. You didn't shave your head and go, I'm with you, Britney. I'm following you all the way to crazy town.
I didn't marry any white trash losers. No. No, I'm good. I knew when to cut the tie.
And that was right at the shave head part or right before that?
It was right before that. The kissing Madonna part.
Oh, I was all about that.
Awesome.
Matter of fact, I have that on my phone. If you want to watch it in loop form, you could just watch it over and over.
Do you have the part where it shoots to Justin Timberlake immediately afterwards?
No.
That was kind of weird.
He's like, oh, what?
That's... No, he didn't react. Like, he's just like... I know he's thinking, wow, I'm so glad I left that train wreck behind.
Oh, is it they already broke up at that time?
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that. I would have to ask the Britney Spears.
Let's go on to a new topic. Yay!
All right. What would you like to talk about? What do you have on your iPad there that you've brought? Are you going to wait until we just do your news?
Yeah, let's wait until we do the news. We can keep going on what's being said in the world right now.
Well, we could right now, since it is the 4th of July... Mm-hmm. And everybody is barbecuing. We are going to barbecue.
Got some ribs.
Would you like to tell your rib story about how long it took you to find ribs? You go, I'm going to run to the store, and 2 hours later you come back.
I know. I was looking for short ribs, and I Googled. There's a difference between short ribs and baby back ribs and country style ribs.
What is the difference? Because I really don't know, since you have Googled, bitches, and figured it out.
Well, it's all about the meat and where it's at and what part of the animal it's cut from.
That's what he
all
said.
Of that. So I start off at King Soopers, and they didn't have short ribs, so I got everything else I needed. Then I went to the liquor store. Of course, they didn't have short ribs. Then I went to Target. They didn't have short ribs. And then finally, when I went to Walmart, they didn't have short ribs, and I got country style ribs.
Now, what is the difference between country-style ribs and short ribs?
I don't know exactly. I was frustrated at this point and stopped trying to think about it. And
I know
ribs.
I know short ribs are the little tiny
and
short
most
ribs.
Of the meat is on top of the bone on the short ribs. And I ended up getting boneless ribs. It'll be easier.
Huh. But we're going to do this with a
Hawaiian
spices.
Barbecue mixture.
Yeah, because we got so excited because World Market sent out an email with, celebrate Hawaiian style. Ooh, look at all this Hawaiian stuff we got. Come buy everything Hawaiian at World Market. So while I'm out of town in Dallas doing these meetings, I went shopping. And how was the...
This place is huge.
Yes.
So I walk in expecting to see like hula girls or some type of party.
Right.
And there's nothing. It's dead. I'm like, maybe it's not at this World Market.
Was there Hawaiian music playing?
No.
Because it seemed to be that was their major theme is... We are all gone Hawaii.
No, the first thing I see when I walk in was like a British display. I was like, oh, Steve.
But you know that's why I go there for that. I go there a lot to get British stuff.
Right. So I was like, oh, I'll check it out. I haven't been here in a while. And then I kept walking throughout the store. When I got to near the back, there was like a little display, Hawaii. It was so disappointing after reading that email.
But you did end up finding some spices for barbecue, spices for chicken, Hawaiian chips, which are Hawaiian delicious.
Macadamia nuts covered in chocolate.
And mango candies.
Gummies, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is all what you love.
But there really wasn't a lot of Hawaii stuff.
No, I really thought there was going to be like a party.
I did too. I thought you were going to come home like, I got everything we need for a luau.
Right. So I did not.
So we're going to have a half-ass luau.
But I bought pina colada mix. Yay!
So you'll be so drunk, you don't care if it's short ribs, spare ribs, or boneless ribs.
I'm not getting drunk.
You will be so drunk. You'll be in Britney Spears land by the end of the evening.
I'll be like, let's dance to Toxic. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Is that how it goes?
I can't.
How does Toxic go?
I don't know.
You're really red. Why are you so red? How'd that song go? Let's do it again. Toxic.
I don't know. We should pull it up on the iPad.
We could, because now, you know, I figured out how to actually put music into this.
Are there, like, copyright issues with that?
I don't know. I don't know, because that's what I said on yesterday's podcast was like...
I listened.
I know you did, but I only played little sections of it and went, I don't know if there's podcast rules. I don't know what the rules are in McComic. I'm just making fun of it. I'm not playing it.
Well, you're not making money off of this.
No.
So I think you'll be fine.
Yeah, right. Right. I have a few sponsors that donate to keep me on the air, which is appreciated here at NPR. We do our best to keep you informed.
One day we're going to have this on video and... It's going to be a video podcast, and then they'll be able to see your facial expressions, and they'll understand why I giggle constantly, because my giggles annoy me, but there's reasons for it.
Because I actually have to kind of go into a character to say certain things.
That's true.
And that's what you see. And
I love it. It's so dang cute.
I'm going to go British, though. See? That's what you do.
You could probably beat Russell Brand. Have you watched his new show?
No,
it's
you
horrible.
Did. Bad?
It is horrible. I couldn't get past like 10 minutes, and I was like, I'm out.
Was it him? Was it the show being not funny, or was it the fact you can barely understand him?
No, I could understand him. He pronounces words in a very strange way, and I don't think it's just the British thing. Like, I don't know. Maybe it is. But he's obnoxious, and he's not funny. There's nothing funny about him.
But he's been good in things that we've seen.
He's good in movies. That's scripted.
Yeah, like he was great in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. He was really good in Rock of Ages.
Right.
So...
He needs to stay scripted.
Yeah. But everybody thinks he's such a, you know, he's what a wonderful comic. But then I just read something the other day that the Brits were commenting, because, you know, I'd read all the Daily Mail, right. Sun, and all that. And they were talking about, glad you have him over there, because we don't think he's funny here. So it's like they don't really like him over there, so that's why he's
over here
doing movies over here.
No. And that's why they've kept Graham Norton.
Yeah.
Because he's good at what
Graham
he does.
Graham Norton's very good at what he does. One last night I watched was very, very funny. They had Will.i.am from Black Eyed Peas.
Yep.
And I don't know the British actress that was on. It's this really old lady. I wish I could remember her name. But she's like, you know, 70, 80 years old. She's sitting there. She's just staring at Will.i.am. And she goes, I don't believe I've ever met one of you before. A rapper? No, a black man. Ah! And Graham Norton almost fell out of his chair.
Wow.
So the things that Graham gets away with. All right. Well, let's go to some news.
Okay.
Let's get on with your news.
Okay.
And now here's Miss Thing with All Things Considered.
All right. So 4th of July, of course, is the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, and in Coney Island. And the winner this year, Joey Chestnut. It's his sixth straight year to win.
6 years.
Yep.
Wiener eater.
Yep.
Okay, how many wieners did he shove in his mouth?
Wait for it.
I am.
Wait for it. 28-year-old scarfed down 68 hot dogs in 10 minutes and took home $10,000 and the yellow mustard belt.
And then immediately threw up.
Right. He bested his main rival by 16 dogs.
Usually it's that Asian guy that wins. Is he listed as one of the contestants there? There's some Japanese guy that wins all the time on eating contests.
No, it doesn't. No. A guy from New York was in second place, and a guy from Chicago was in third place. Yeah.
I don't know what the Asian guy does or how he does it, but he's just put a whole new slant on eating.
It's gross. I love hot dogs, but I think if I did this...
68 of them?
I couldn't love them anymore.
I don't think they really eat them. Have you ever seen it? They just shove them in their mouth. They're chewing, but they just shove them in their mouth. They don't really... They're just swallowing.
Taste.
Yeah.
That taste is... Ugh. And can you choose your flavor of hot dogs? Like, can you get the Oscar Mayer cheese hot dogs?
I don't think so. Since it's sponsored by Nathan's Hot Dogs, I doubt... If I do this, I'm going to need to have Oscar Mayer cheese-stuffed hot dogs.
Do you think Nathan says cheese hot dogs?
I don't know.
Every hot dog company should have cheese hot dogs. I might have an obsession.
My hot dog has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My hot dog has a last name. It's
M-A-Y-E-R.
That's just like that singer that's so scummy.
Which one?
Mayer.
Oh, John Mayer. He broke Taylor Swift's heart.
Yeah, but at least now he's apologizing through song.
Yeah, he's better. Mm-hmm. He's not as what anymore? How's that song go?
It's Shadow Lad, but he's not living in his shadow years anymore.
He's
a good man with a good heart. Yeah, that's
sing it, baby.
Says.
Sing it.
I'm a good man with a good heart. That's not... really, because he does it different with his tongue.
All right, the next story. The 4th of July is a big day of celebration. Many times celebrating means pushing the limit when consuming alcohol, so please make sure that you are safe this year. The French government has taken steps to try and ensure that people don't drink and drive as much. They're trying to prevent alcohol-related accidents. They're now requiring drivers to carry breathalyzer kits in their vehicles at all times. If a driver does not comply with the requirement, they're going to face a fine of 11 euros on the spot.
So it's a portable breathalyzer kit?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that every car must have. For foreigners, it doesn't matter, because about 4,000 people each year are killed in traffic accidents in France, and many are alcohol-related.
Yeah, but they're French. Nobody cares. Oh,
wow. And they're hoping to save at least 500 lives a year. And they're conducting random checks. And like I said, foreign drivers are also included in this law. So if y'all are heading over to France, make sure and pack your breathalyzer kit.
I don't even know where to get one.
I don't know. Walgreens? They have everything.
You're making that face like, I don't know why I said pack it. Okay.
Yeah. Are you ready? Or do you have a news story you
want
to share?
No, I've got no news stories.
Oh.
I'm looking at you for the news stories. You're the news girl.
Right. I got to do my job.
You're the news princess, queen. What did we bring you up to the other day?
Goddess.
Goddess. News goddess.
Can you go up from there?
I don't really think so. I think that's pretty much it.
I've hit the glass ceiling, folks. Who's hiring?
Yeah. And I'm going to pay you 77 cents for every dollar because you get paid less than a man.
Oh, wow.
How does that work? I read that yesterday. I mean, I didn't read it. I saw the Obama commercial for Obama, knows that women get 77 cents of every dollar for doing the same job a man does. How's that possible? Aren't we all paid in American money? Are they paid in euros?
It's nothing. It's not a spoken thing. Working in corporate America, I see it, You have your girls doing jobs and your guys doing jobs.
Are they doing the exact same job?
They might be not the exact same job, but similar.
Okay. See, I don't understand.
But it's America. You should have the freedom to pay who you want to pay,
what you want to pay. And if you don't like the job.
And if you don't like it, get a new job.
New job.
It's America.
Right.
Happy 4th of July.
Yeah, very good. I'm very proud of you because that's kind of what it just seemed like a pandering ad when I saw this on TV. Women only make 77 cents of every dollar.
They're just trying to,
make
the women more angry. Vote for Obama.
Right.
Anyway, Twitter's a huge part of our lives here in the McGrew Thang household. Twitter has issued a report that shows how often it has been asked by the government, speaking of the government, to delete tweets and hand over user information.
Oh.
Yeah.
People that have said things about government, president, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it didn't really go into what the content was. It did tell how often Twitter actually complied, because they don't always say, all right, here you go, Mr. Man.
I can't imagine they would want to at all.
Right.
That's going to make people not want to.
And I think that's why they've issued this report. The report was based on activity from the first half of this year, and Twitter's legal policy manager, Jeremy Kessel, revealed that they had received more government requests in the first half of 2012 than in all of 2011. I think that's a huge statement for their popularity. Mm-hmm. And Twitter is the new thing, right?
Right. It has exploded. I love Twitter.
I know you
and
do.
Everybody I talk to is likes Twitter better.
It's where I get my news. It's where I get anything.
That's what we said when I went to my meetings in Dallas, that Twitter has now become your immediate news source, that you actually get these, like, bring, such and such has been found dead. Bring, you know, that kind of.
Yeah. So I guess the report's going to be released twice a year, and it was inspired by Google's own transparency report. Did you know that Google had a report? I didn't either.
I might stop saying Google, bitches, and just say Yahoo.
Why?
Something
it's
else.
So not as cool.
No, Google, bitches, sounds
Yahoo,
much better.
Yuppies? I don't
Yahoo
know.
At yuppies?
Yeah. Complaints concerning copyright infringement in Twitter far outnumbered officials requesting for user data. Between January 1st and June 30th, Twitter received almost 3,400 requests to remove copyrighted material and complied only 38% of the time.
Oh, I can see that now. Copyrighted material, like people have posted songs or a photo or whatever.
Right. So I guess in total, 5,275 tweets were deleted.
How many?
5,275.
Which is a drop in the caca bucket because of how many billions of tweets are done a day.
Right. Twitter received 849 requests for user information from 23 countries and complied with 63% of those. And then Twitter registered 3 requests to delete tweets, 2 from authorities in Greece and 1 from Turkish government. All 3 requests were denied. And the release of Twitter's transparency report comes on the same day the site lost the legal battle to keep an Occupy Wall Street's protesters' tweets out of prosecutors' hands.
Speaking of which, what has happened now to the Occupy Wall Street? Have you heard at all? Remember
how big
it was last summer, and then it cooled.
Was it summer?
Yeah, last summer, and then because of the winter, they kind of calmed down, and then they were predicting with summer returning that it was going to just blast the parks away. And I really
have you heard it?
No, I haven't heard much of anything about Occupy. So, if anybody out there is occupying something,
let us know.
Let us know. Yeah, please occupy an email and tell us what's going on.
Right. So that's that news story. What do you think?
I think it's great that Twitter is not doing that, but it does make me wonder. I was sitting here thinking how big a legal staff something like Twitter has to have
if they are
constantly
have a huge
being bombarded.
Staff. Huge.
So, but you would think when you just open a company like that,
well, yeah,
start
I'm sure
a little
they've
business.
Grown.
But that probably is one of the immediate, we got to get more lawyers. We need more lawyers.
That's true. That's true.
That's probably what their entire staff consists of is IT programmers and lawyers. That's
right.
The two,
and marketing.
That's that's the three.
But do you really need to market Twitter? Everyone
no,
really
everybody knows
about
it
now.
Yeah. So those people lost their job. I hope you're happy. And
dang. No.
They didn't
create jobs. Create jobs.
And how are we going to do that, President Miss Thang?
I'll get back to you on that.
All right. That seems to be everybody's answer. That's everybody's answer right now. Well, what would you do to create jobs? Well, the government could be giving us more jobs. The government could be like...
I would love to work for the government.
We could be making more highways, huh?
I would love to work for the government. They have good benefits and they get a lot of days off.
Yeah.
And do they really work?
No, but do we want to become a government job society?
It was a joke.
I know. It's not, though. I hear that all the time. Because remember, my friend Charlie Marco, who works for the post office, is like, that's one of the reasons he left stand-up was because I got a government job. I got benefits. I got retirement. I got health plan. I got, you know, you can't get fired unless you go take a shit on somebody's desk. That was basically it takes a lot to get fired from a government job. You can't just.
Right.
You get reprimanded and written up and checked out and re-reprimanded. And
it's kind of like a union.
Mm-hmm. Why are you pointing at your watch?
How are we doing on time for today?
Oh, we're doing...
We gotta get this luau kicked off.
Oh, actually, we're doing... Now that I look at it, we're at 29 minutes. We have almost finished this podcast because, you know, we go by the elliptical clock.
Right. And at 30 minutes, that means it's time to hit the weights.
Is that when you do the weights?
Yes.
Now, you used to do the bike longer. You used to admit a bike, but the elliptical, you used to do it a little bit longer.
That's when I went after work and I didn't have an hour lunch break. So right now I have an hour lunch break. I have 10 minutes to get dressed, 30 minutes on the elliptical, 20 minutes weights, and then 5 minutes to shower and get dressed and get back to the desk.
You are so good at time management.
It's obnoxious. I think I'm OCD.
I'm down with OCD. Yeah, you know me. I got to straighten up things.
Yeah, I used to do 45 to an hour. Depending on how spunky I felt.
And now you're a 30-minute girl.
Is that bad? We should kick it back up? I could do my lunch workout and then we could go to the gym together after work.
No, that's fine.
And he's like, I don't want to go to the gym. I don't want to go to the gym.
No, I'll go to the gym. So I got the gym down here. So that's what I've been doing.
There is no cardio.
I got my treadmill upstairs.
And how often do you use that, Mr. Man?
Why do you got to be a prick about it?
He just called me a prick. Y'all heard it? Y'all... Registered.
I'm trying to get you to move it down here so I can do it in the gym.
I am going to move it down here because I am a muscle woman.
You are. You just move it down here. We'll put it next to your ab lounger.
I need some help, folks. Who wants to help me move the treadmill?
Come on over. All right. Well, this is at 30 minutes. We appreciate you listening and downloading and do whatever it is that you do.
We love you.
Thank you. And remind you that Perky Jerky is our wonderful sponsor. And we gave away some Perky Jerky yesterday. I gave away 5 of them to the first 5 people that sent me their email. I should do that again today because I still have more left. All right, the next 5 people that send me emails to mudflatmcgrew@gmail.com will get a bag of Perky Jerky.
Take a break from your partying for the July 4th and send him an email.
And get some Perky Jerky.
It's delicious.
It is delicious. I had some for breakfast. And thanks for everything you do. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Again, if you want to sponsor, you can always go to PayPal and make a donation there at PayPal and send it to my email at stevmcgrew@aol.com. I would say Steve McGrew, but that confuses it. That's why I spell it. stevmcgrew@aol.com. Is that right?
Yes. Good job.
Good. Woo! I did it. Well, all right. Happy 4th of July. Go fire off some fireworks. It's the 4th. Have a 5th and be hungover on the 6th. Do you like the way I did that?
I do. I do.
Much.
And bosses all over are going to love you.
Yeah. God bless America. And go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys.
Giddy up. Mbappa. Mow, mow.
I bid you adieu.
In the basement of the mud flap house, fluffing and poo, and they're underwear, thing raise and noose, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me and remask you?